Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Well, sit up for this and make sure you're sitting down, because I'm doing Cuddle Club Live, the first live show. It's at 21 Soho. That's the venue in town. And it's on the 12th of December. That's the date in the calendar. Ooh la la. Get yourself there. Tickets go on sale today. I've got a very good guest. But what we do is we drip feed it so we can advertise it more. So I'll tell you about them later. I'd love to see you there. Schnauz for everyone.
Well, round up everybody, get the family in the sitting room and light the fire, because it's another edition of Cuddle Club. Yes, the podcast that started as a joke and we're still going. This week I'm talking to my friend, comedian, actor, writer, Jack Barry. He's in Feel Good, he's supporting Mae Martin on tour at the moment, and you'll see him on lots of things. He also is very good at getting adverts, and he's a lovely boy. We talk about nudist beaches, ding-dongs being red, you know, and his cat's got AIDS. It's that sort of thing. So I'll see you in there. Jack Barry, the Bazler. I'm out of nicknames already.
I thought that was good. That was a good run.
I thought I was going to go on forever, and then I was like, oh no, I'm stuck. What are you?
J-Man.
J-Man, yeah.
I don't really have any nicknames, actually. Do I?
Piece of shit, we've just called you.
Yeah, straight white trash. Steaming bag of trash. That's one that I'm trying to get going.
Well, I could. Lovely boy.
Lovely boy. I'll take lovely boy.
Lovely boy, yeah.
Yeah. I used to, when I was at school in the football team, I tried to get my own nickname going.
Yeah.
I was playing defence, and I was like, nothing can get past me because I'm the Barricade. And I kept on referring to myself as a Barricade, hoping it would catch on, but no one took it up.
That's lovely. How long did you try and sort of keep it going for?
Oh, a term, I'd say at least. You know. September to Christmas, and then come Christmas, it was like, this isn't going to happen. Is this going to be a Christmas present for me? No, better retire it.
Do you play football now?
I do. I like to, but I've got bad knees. Mm. My knees keep hurting. Mm. I tore my ACL, my cruciate ligament in my knee a couple of years ago. Working on a team, were you in 11-ish on ITV2?
No,
do you remember?
I was remember 11-ish? Yeah, I was the only comedian not on it, weirdly.
Oh, well, maybe you were lucky. But it was in the rap part, like after the rap of 11-ish, we played like a cast versus crew football game, and I tore my ligament.
Oh no!
It's never been the same since. So I do like playing football, but I can't really because of my I've got the knees of an 80-year-old.
I'm going to get you a T-shirt saying the Barricade.
Oh please! And then I'll play again, and then my knees will break. And
we
I'll
should
be
get a... Mark Silcox to do that actually, because he's always making T-shirts for people.
He's a good T-shirt maker. Mm. Yeah.
And
of
comedian.
All the nicknames, I'm not sure if that's the one that I want to bring back, but I'll take it.
Well, not the piece of shit one, surely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Steaming trash bag, I think that would look good on a T-shirt.
Okay. Are you ready for the quick fire round?
Okay. Yeah. Is that how we leap straight in?
We just leap straight in, yeah. We've done the general chat at the top.
Oh, that was it?
Yeah, unless there's anything else you want to add to the general chat.
I'm concerned about climate change.
Yeah, we keep it light here.
Okay. Yeah. We'll move on from that then.
Though there was a man once, and I would like listeners to, if anyone knows more about this, because I can't be expected to do my own dirty research, but there was a man who made a car that was completely sort of running on air.
On air?
Something like that. And he was he was bumped off. So it didn't use any fuel, and then someone killed him because there's so much money in the fossil fuels.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to Google it? Because I can't be bothered.
You're heavy on the specifics here. Man got killed for making a car that runs on air or something like that.
Something like that. Someone that's read a few more books or a bit smarter, get in touch if you know about this man who did a car on air or something similar. Could it be water? We don't know, but think about...
Could it have been chip fat? Wasn't there a chip fat car?
Oh, yeah, but this was more like nothing.
More revolutionary. Chip fat's not going to get you killed. No one gives a shit about chip fat.
What exactly? But also no one has chip fat anymore, very 80s.
Do you think? Yeah, well, because people aren't frying their own chips at home.
Give us a text or a tweet if you still use chip fat.
Why is it 80s? Is that just because people oven bake chips now?
Yeah.
80s, we've revolutionised the oven baked chip. We don't need to fry them anymore.
I remember when I was very young, adverts about chip pan fire.
I remember them.
Do you?
Yeah. And I remember thinking it was a big issue.
Big issue of the day. It's a simpler time.
Yeah. But I've never seen anyone cook chips like that, just like with a pan of oil. I mean, you're asking for trouble.
My mum used to when we were little, and my ex-boyfriend's dad did set the house on fire.
Really?
Twice, yeah. But he was drinking at the time. Doesn't drink now. Well done to him. And cat saved him.
Was he trying to drink the fat?
No, but his cat, Tabarese, saved him.
Really?
Yeah, the fire was in the kitchen and the cat, like, clawed his face until he woke up and then put the fire out.
Fuck, that happened here with my neighbour.
What?
My neighbour, she hasn't even got a cat, but there's like a really nice cat that lives on the estate. It's called Kit Kat, and it just wanders around, and she's really friendly. And my neighbour, she's had like a brain aneurysm, and she had this like electric blanket that looked like it was the first electric blanket that was ever made, and it caught fire. And luckily, Kit Kat went into the house and then came running out of the house really fast. And Hazel was like, "What was that?" And went inside, and the fucking bed was on fire.
Wow.
Yeah, and she lives there, so we would have been in big trouble. The cat.
Oi, don't put your house on fire if you can avoid. Oi.
Yeah, that's a good message for the podcast, I'd say.
Cuddle recipe number 101. Take two arms, wrap them around something and don't let go. Unless the person asks you to let go. Or animal.
Anyway, are you ready for the quick fire round?
Yes, okay, I'm ready for the quick fire round.
What's your dream bicycle?
My dream bicycle?
Mm. You look so cute when you said that. You looked as if, like, finally, someone's taking me seriously.
Someone's asking me the questions I want. I like those ones where you sit back and you've got, like, a wide handlebar. Mm. What I don't like about bikes is how far forward you have to sit. It feels very threatening with your bum up in the air. I want one where my bum is low and my head is high. That's what I want.
Yeah. Head up, bum down, legs akimbo, get yourself pedalling.
Arms wide.
What should I ask other people in the quickfire round?
Well, better than these questions.
Yeah.
Favourite swan.
Right, favourite swan. That's going down. No, I write new questions every time. You know, it's more work than you'd imagine, actually. How do you feel?
Looked out the window, saw a bicycle. What kind of bicycle do you want?
I beg your pardon. What's your dream bicycle? Is a very cute question, though, isn't it? Like your little face.
Very cute.
They couldn't see your face, obviously, but that your face lit up then. How do you feel about the word cuddle?
Love the word cuddle.
Do you?
Yeah, I feel like it does exactly what it says on the tin, doesn't it? It sounds like a sort of cute kind of... It just sounds like it is, I would say.
Big time. You into them?
Love them. Love cuddles.
With anyone?
Yeah, anyone will have me.
Really? You're just
consenting cuddles? Yeah, I like a good hug. I'm a hugger. I don't like
you do
I don't
give
like handshakes.
You do give a lovely hug. You're a very warm guy, and people are queuing around the fucking block to get a hug of you, aren't they?
Well, I hope so. You got to, the secret is you got to mean it.
Yes.
You got to commit to a hug.
That is the secret. You know what? That's never come up in four series. Or
really?
Yeah. I don't think so, but I forget what I've said last week. But you've got to mean it. You actually are being paid sort of for your hugs at the moment, aren't you?
I'm being paid for my hugs.
Sort of. Well, the meet and greet element where you're supporting Mae Martin on tour.
Well, that's true. I suppose, yeah. It's mostly photos rather than hugs. But I suppose you put your arm round when you're doing a photo,
right.
A meet and greet. Oh, no, actually, I just went to Spain to visit Martina's family. And a couple of them said, I'm the only Englishman who gives normal hugs.
What do you mean?
Giri. They call us giris in Spain. I heard this word before. Giri is like, it's a bit like a gringo, but in Spain they call like French people and German and sort of like North European people, white people. And they were like, you're the only giri who gives a decent hug. And
because
I mean it.
It's because
I commit.
Commit to it. But like most people, are they frigid cuddles then from,
I think,
like,
so
England.
Yeah. I think the Brits have a reputation for, you know, doing like a little bit of an army one.
Too much arms.
You need to get chest and shoulders involved. Do you know what I mean?
Get
your whole body involved. You can't just do like a sort of forearm. It's too bony.
It's like
Voldemort hugging.
Maybe we do that. English people, English and German, or whatever, because we're worried about how it's going to be received or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
And you don't want to like overcommit to someone who's wincing.
Maybe that says a lot about us. We're so scared to open ourselves up to people that we then end up coming across as very closed off and unemotionally available.
Well, wait till Martina's family meet me and have a little squeeze.
And then they'll have to reassess everything.
Go on, take us back then.
History.
The past.
Memories.
When stuff was cheaper, certainly.
Woolworths.
Coffee wasn't a good.
Instant coffee, is it the war? It's not the war, is it?
First cuddle you remember?
Probably my sister, I guess.
Oh, you guys are quite close, aren't you?
Yeah, I just remember her being born. I suppose that's like my earliest memory, and I'm pretty sure I gave her a cuddle.
Were you livid?
Was I livid that she'd been born?
Yeah.
No, I think I was quite excited.
You didn't
think?
I think
I was ready for it. I don't remember being, I don't think I was like a jealous kid. I think I was in love when as soon as she popped out.
I wanted to smother my little brother with a pillow when I was younger.
In a loving way or a
death way?
Really?
Well, actually, I don't think I wanted to at all, but I would have nightmares that I was doing that. And I think that was my subconscious, like, sort of thinking.
You were fearful that you might do it.
Yeah, or maybe my subconscious was like, oh, it'd be better if he was. No, because I really loved him, actually, when he was a really cute little baby.
It's natural. You don't want to share. You don't want to share mum and dad.
Well, also, that was his dad. So, of course, his dad favourited him because we weren't really his kids and he didn't really like us. So I think
so you really were being replaced.
Yeah.
All of those feelings of insecurity you have as a child were actually bang on the money.
Yeah. But I think if it was, you know, full blood brother, you know, I'd be excited.
You'd be locked in.
Yeah.
How do you get on now with your brother?
Shall we move on? No, he's great. Everyone's great now. We all get on now. What a lovely story.
Is he trying to be a comedian? Do you feel jealous about him for that now?
No, I don't feel jealous about him at all. I just want the best for him. He's lovely.
What if he got given his own show on Channel 4?
Oh, no, I really would not ever be jealous of my brothers now. It was more Like, you know, you just want the best for everyone, don't you, as you get older?
Sorry, I thought you meant when you were thinking about smothering them with the
pillow.
No, I think... You're best for everyone when you're smothering them with a pillow.
I think it was a fear because my mum and dad also said there's a soft bit at the top of a baby's head which you can put your finger through and kill them instantly.
Fontanella.
I was so scared of... Because you know when you're like seven or something, you take it all really literally and you're like, I could kill this baby, and you're so scared that you might accidentally...
Yeah, that you might just touch it, like even like, and then that would be it.
Yeah.
I used to get... This is so stupid, but my cousin told me once that if you get stung by three hornets in your life, then you'll die.
Oh,
and I think he meant like if like at the same time, but I thought they like accrued... And I saw a hornet on holiday, and I was like, if I get stung now, I might forget about it. And then in 20 years' time, I'll just get stuck by another one. I'll just drop dead. I thought it just was like, you had like three lives, like a computer game.
Yeah.
And I was like, how am I going to remember that I've been stung by a hornet?
Kids never say, like, kids worry about the maddest things, and then they never really tell anyone either. So no one can say to them, no, that's not right.
That's
and they
mad.
Just keep it in their little head, and then they get really, like, bugged out.
Yeah. And then it erodes you and turns you into a deeply flawed adult.
Oh, yeah, and then you start doing stand-up comedy. If any children are listening to this podcast, seems unlikely, tell someone what you're thinking
What's going on?
Probably wrong. You're probably wrong, no offence. But
you need putting straight.
You don't know anything.
You're thinking mad things.
You're idiots.
Yeah, your brain is rattling around with useless nonsense and you need it straightened out.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, you could put this music under anything.
Right, it's time for the touch quiz. So I think about touching something and you have five questions to, well, work it out.
Okay. Is it animal, vegetable, mineral?
What's a person? Animal.
Animal. So it's a person. Okay. Okay. Is it famous person?
Yeah. What circles do you move in?
Is it an alive person?
Yes.
Is it a male person?
Yes.
Is it Brett Goldstein?
It's Peter Andre.
Oh! The same. They're basically the same.
They're basically the same, yeah.
They're so similar. I wish I was friends with Peter Andre as well, I suppose.
I suppose we all do. I've just started a gym again, so I guess I'm one step closer to Peter Andre.
You start at a gym. Is that how it works? Once you get to a certain level of ripness, he just appears.
Yeah, I think like, so, yeah.
Like a shredded fairy.
Put it this way, like attracts like, you know? When I get my pectoral muscles hardened.
Once you can bounce a coin off them, then he'll be there.
And now it's time for Terrific Spurific. And now it's time for Terrific Specifics.
Have you got any good stories about being chatted up or chatting someone up?
Oh, I'm not very good at chatting people up. I remember when I was... is this a good story? I don't know. But I remember one time when I was in Freshers Week at university and I went to my first and only ever foam party at this nightclub. And I was dancing in a foam party. And then this girl, like, sort of came up to me and she was like, ooh, like, dancing up to me. And I was like, okay. And then she, like, started taking off my shirt. And I was like, ooh, this is getting pretty hot and heavy. And then she just threw my shirt away into the crowd. And she disappeared and just sort of walked off. So I was like, oh, right,
oh,
okay.
No.
So then I went to the bar. And then genuinely this girl, like, comes over and she's like, oh, okay, you know. She was, like, giving me a look, being like, oh, he thinks he fancies himself. He's turned up without a shirt on.
Oh,
and then
no.
I was like, I promise I had a shirt, but a girl took it from me and threw it away. It was like a meet-cute scene in a film. I was like, trust me, yeah? This girl took my shirt, and she was like, yeah, right. And I was like, trust me, if you go and try and take a shirt, you're an attractive girl. If you try and take a shirt off a man, he's not going to say no. I bet you could do it. So she was like, okay, fine, I'll bet you. So she goes away and then comes back like a couple minutes later and is like, take this. And just like hands me a shirt. And then this like shirtless guy comes up after her being like, where's my shirt? And then she just like ignored him. And then he in the end went away. And then I was like, oh, great. You got me a shirt. So I put on this guy's shirt and I was like, let me get you a drink. And she was like, no, let me get you a drink. So then she buys me a drink and then I literally had the drink and I was like, okay, thanks, bye. And
no,
I
why?
Just walked off.
Why?
I don't know. I just didn't realize that we were flirting. I was so, I was such a virgin in freshers. I was very much still a virgin and I just had no idea about like flirtation or anything. And it was only like the next day when I was playing it all through in my head that I was like, oh, that was flirting.
No.
She was keen. What was
oh,
I thinking?
Idiot, but yeah. A lovely new shirt. But then I hope the other lovely guy shirt. Found your shirt somewhere.
I think the shirts all sort of circulated and, yeah. And everybody came up with something at the end.
My OCD can't let go of the other shirt on the floor.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
You and your life partner, girlfriend, well, we've mentioned her, but you have an open relation, right?
We do, yeah.
It's very modern, it's very funky, it's very fresh. Do you ever get jealous of each other? Tell me the pros and cons.
Pros and cons. Pros, it's great. Cons, none.
Really? You never get it's jealous?
Like, not yet. I wouldn't say jealous. The first couple of times we both got with someone else, I think I felt worried rather than jealous. I feel like everyone sort of tells you that if you ever have sex with someone else, then your relationship's never going to be the same again and you're going to lose some of the specialness. And I think, even though I didn't really believe that, I think in the back of my head, I was still kind of worried that that might be true. So just like the first times we got with anyone, I just kind of panicked a bit. And I was just like, oh my God, are we going to lose something? Is it not going to be the same anymore?
Mm.
And then you realise it doesn't make any fucking difference whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, love is not a finite resource.
That
especially
is very
sex
true.
Is not a finite resource. Just because you love one person doesn't mean you can't love someone else the same amount. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
You love your friends and your family. That doesn't detract from your love for your partner.
Yeah.
And just the addition of a sexual relationship shouldn't cheapen it in any sort of way, I don't think.
It seems
like an odd thing that people fixate on when they get married. They're like, I'm only going to have one penis for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
And it's like, you don't, why? Like, you don't have to.
Don't limit yourself.
Don't limit yourself, yeah. But in terms of jealousy, not really. Like, I think it isn't quite natural. I think we are sort of taught to feel jealousy. But I don't think it's like a natural emotion. I do think it's a taught emotion, a learned emotion.
Oh, really?
I think so. I mean, no one knows for sure, but, you know, there's sort of like evolutionary theories that we didn't evolve to be monogamous. And, you know, most of the history of monogamy is largely rooted in like forming alliances, you know. So if your land wants to control some more land, then you marry off someone so that you can like form an alliance with like another land.
Yeah.
And the idea of just like marrying someone, you know, just to part, I mean, it's not like a natural thing, really. I mean, there's all that thing about like apes, and generally like the more sexual partners an ape has in its life, the bigger its genitalia is comparatively
what?
To the rest of its body. Yeah. So like gorillas,
vaginas,
like,
and penises, or
penises.
Right.
So like a gorilla, like the silverback gorilla, he's like the alpha male, and he has the whole 30 women to himself.
Blimey. Why is it always 30 women to one man? What, like?
Well, it is if you're a gorilla. And a gorilla has a very small penis, whereas a gibbon has the biggest penis of all the apes, and they all fuck all each other. They're all fucking each other all the time.
Yeah.
And basically, the more like partners, the more fucking, like different sharing fucking that they're doing as apes, the bigger the penis they have. And comparatively, humans have a bigger penis too, a lot. So it would suggest that we're sort of built to...
fuck apes.
Fuck apes. Yeah, fuck loads of gibbons, basically. But anyway, I don't know if that's true or not, but like, I don't know, I just feel like it's not that healthy to be jealous anyway, is it? Do you get jealous?
No, it's really not, no. But
like, you shouldn't be jealous of your partner anyway, I don't think.
Yeah.
I think those kind of relationships where... you know, people get jealous if their partner's talking to somebody else or being too friendly with somebody else. That's pretty toxic.
Yeah.
And so it's like, where on the spectrum do you fall? And I'm inclined to think, well, no jealousy whatsoever would be good. So
wow.
I shouldn't be jealous if my partner's fucking someone else.
Simple as that. What have you got any rules in place at all?
Any rules? Not really. We sort of just discuss everything when it comes up to see how we both feel. But no, we don't have any rules, I wouldn't say.
Mm.
I'm not supposed to get off with my ex-girlfriend. But I don't. There's not much chance of that happening anyway.
Okay, right. Lovely. Well, one of my mum's friends had an open marriage back in the 70s.
Yeah, and?
No, on that occasion, if you're both... The great thing about you two is you're both very evenly matched, so you're both into it, you're both like love each other. It's not, whereas this one was more like she was into the marriage and he was into an open marriage, and then she just said yes to keep him, and then he went off.
I think that's the danger.
And then he went off with someone else eventually when he got feelings for someone that he was sleeping with and then couldn't be without her, and then they're still together though, so...
I think, unfortunately, that is, like, the stereotype, I think, is, like, everyone who, you know, every time you see anything, even on Twitter, about polyamory, everyone's like, yeah, okay, but one person wants it more than the other
one. No, but, yeah, I have thought that because of the documentaries and stuff, but then another friend's parents are still together now, and they've lived a polyamorous life for, like, 35 years or something.
Yeah, so, I think it can happen. I mean, fucking 50% of... monogamous marriages end in divorce.
That's true.
And even a lot of the ones that don't end in divorce, they're not particularly happy.
It's more than
it's
that.
It's not
I
like
think.
Monogamy
yeah.
is like this tried and tested method that works every time.
Yeah, and like, also lots of people have affairs, and that's the most selfish way to go because you're denying your partner having a lovely time. So, yeah.
Completely. And you're getting yours. And it's like, really.
That's horrible. That's my worst.
And I feel like usually when that kind of thing, heartbreaking thing happens in a relationship, it's the lying that is the worst bit. Rather than the sex.
And also you could have a lovely polyamorous relationship, and then so what, you split up 30 years down the line, but that might have happened anyway, and at least you've both had fun.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't think there's any hard and fast rules in life, and certainly not in relationships, and I just feel like everyone should figure out what they want with their just communicate as much as possible with your partner. Figure out what you both really want.
Yeah.
And you can make it up as you go along, you know?
Well, let me tell you now, my boyfriend isn't going to touch another woman as long as I'm alive. And that's right. And that's just right for
rules.
That's just right for us.
to be all groovy. But have you heard of the movies?
Best on-screen cuddle?
Best on-screen cuddle. Have you seen My Neighbour Totoro?
No, I thought you were going to say, if you see My Neighbour, and then I can remember the name of the woman, then it at least set herself on fire.
My Neighbour Hazel.
No. I haven't seen it, but go on.
Do you know what? I did have a, it wasn't really a cuddle, but my friend, my neighbour Hazel, who's had the brain aneurysm, in the first lockdown, I was reading a book on the roof and she came over and she was like, do you want to feel something weird? And then she made me touch. She's got a hole drilled in the top of her head. And
wow.
I literally could feel this like perfect hole like on the top of her head. But no, best on screen, yeah. My Neighbour Totoro, the Studio Ghibli, the Japanese film, the cartoon. He's like the big, you've seen him. He's very famous. And he's like a big troll, a big fluffy troll. And the kid's like cuddling. He's like this gigantic fluffy beast. And I'm always like, that looks like a good cuddle.
Oh, that's a good answer. Okay, have you ever had a best or weirdest or worst cuddle?
I mean, I have very good cuddles with my cat. He was sitting here earlier. I was going to show him to you, but he's gone in the kitchen. He's old and he's got AIDS and now he's got diabetes as well.
Oh,
he's fallen apart, bless him. But he's very sweet and he's very cuddly. He just sits on you like that, and he's just a big fluffy boy.
You've got to get those cuddles in before he goes to another farm, haven't you?
Oh, well, yeah. I don't think it's going to be anytime soon. I feel like he's going to limp along for a while, but meanwhile, I've got to inject him with insulin twice a day.
No, it's the Ed Gamble of the cat world.
Yeah, I saw Ed the other day, and I was like, you're like my cat.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Well, before you go, Jack, I've got to give you your cuddle type. This is a new fancy bit of kit. What happens is it's a cuddle calculator. And it's quite good, actually. Here we go. Your cuddle type is the bear. The care bear doing it bare. It's very rare and it's lovely to share. And that's your cuddle type, the bear.
That sounds very nice. I'll take the bear.
That's a nice one, isn't it?
Yeah. My friend used to say I was like a bear when we were at university, and for cuddle reasons, actually. So and that's pretty spot on.
For cuddle reasons, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's doing it bare. That's the polyamory, and it's very rare, and it's lovely to share.
So I'm doing it bare. I didn't realize. Okay, so naked cuddles.
Sometimes, not all the time. Okay, you judge when it's appropriate.
Yeah. When? I've asked.
It's very classy. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. But to be fair, that's like all of us. Me and Lucy Pearman go skinny dipping.
Oh, great.
It's very freeing, that.
In the sea?
Sea, river, Virgin Active, swimming pool, just wherever we can.
I love skinny dipping. I went skinny dipping in Greece when I went on holiday with May. We had a pool. I went skinny dipping in there quite a lot.
Oh, it's very, it's the most freeing feeling, isn't it?
It's very freeing. My problem, Lou, last summer I ended up at a nudist beach near Hastings. And I really wanted to get naked at the nudist beach, but it was a really hot sunny day. And I burn very easily. I've got pale skin. I've burnt every bit of my body except one, because it's never seen the sun before. And that is my willy.
Your ding dong.
And I was too scared because I was like, it's going to burn immediately if I get my shorts off.
Yeah.
But you can't exactly put sun cream on it, because that looks, you can't sit on the beach creaming your willy. That's very suggestive.
Yeah.
So I ended up being a square and just keeping my shorts on the nudist beach, but I felt bad.
I wonder how many people have burnt their ding-dongs on the beach.
Must be common.
And I guess it's another thing that I've got to Google this afternoon. So
yeah, be careful how you Google that, though, because you might get some fairly awful results.
But the penis, and I'll leave everyone with this, is redder than the rest of the body, and I'd love to know why.
What, like the end of the penis?
Have I seen more angry ones than?
Yeah, I think just when the penis sees you, it starts glowing.
It glows.
It glows like a lightsaber. I think that's something that you do.
Oh, that's cute. thanks so much for talking to me, and I guess it's goodbye.
Thank you. Yeah, I guess it's goodbye. Thanks, Lou.
Bye, Beb.
Bye-bye.
So that was Jack Barry. What a lovely lad, man. Sorry that he's a white straight man, but he feels bad about it. And that's the best that we can hope for. He's doing a run at the Soho Theatre, and then he's doing a very short tour, just I think 4 dates around the UK. So go to his website, jackbarry.co.uk, and find out some more information. That's French for information. So really want to just say thanks for listening. Thanks for following at Colour Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And thanks for following Jack Barry. And thanks for staying so special. And yes, bye bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.